The Soros Dozen, Big City Prosecutors Backed by George Soros. By Joel B. Polak on January 20, 2022. Left-wing billionaire and Democrat donor George Soros has turned his attention in recent years to local races for prosecutor, using his money to elect progressives who push criminal justice reform and support the Black Lives Matter movement. The rise of these Soros-backed prosecutors has coincided with a massive surge in murder and crime in many Democrat-run cities, including many where these prosecutors have implemented radical policies toward policing and incarceration. Most recently, for example, Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon has faced criticism for his radical reforms in the year since he took office, while murders soared. The city last year experienced 397 murders, up 11.8% from the 355 the previous year, and a 53.9% increase from the 258 in the pre-pandemic year of 2019, Los Angeles Magazine noted. These murders included a shooting death of Jacqueline Avon, a Black philanthropist and the wife of legendary music producer Clarence Avon, who was killed during a robbery in her home. Gascon blamed the system for her death. More recently, a young woman, Brianna Kupfer, was stabbed to death in broad daylight in the furniture store where she worked. Her alleged killer was out on bail for a 2020 arrest in Los Angeles and a 2019 arrest in South Carolina. Her father blamed politicians who had let criminals roam free, a growing sentiment in cities where Soros-backed prosecutors rule. Many of the candidates Soros has backed have received support, directly or indirectly, from a network of groups with names like Justice and Public Safety PAC. The Influence Watch website describes Soros's organizations as the Safety and Justice Network, a project of left-leaning billionaire George Soros that used a network of similarly named state-level PACs to finance the campaigns of progressive Democratic candidates for district attorney in more than a dozen of America's cities. Soros-backed prosecutors include: supported by Soros through spending by political action committees, PACs, and super PACs. Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon. Elected in 2020, he ousted incumbent DA Jackie Lacey, the first Black woman to hold the job, and has prided himself on reducing prison sentences, even as violent crime has soared in LA. Chicago, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox. Fox became notorious for her intervention in the Jussie Smollett case, dropping charges against the actor for a hate crime hoax. Smollett was later convicted. Chicago hit 800 homicides in 2021. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. Soros supported Krasner with nearly $1.7 million in spending in 2017, more than five times as much as Krasner spent himself. Philadelphia set a new record for homicides in 2021, with 562 in total. Houston, Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg. Ogg is considered one of the more moderate of Soros's prosecutors, and had to overcome opposition from even more left-wing prosecutors in 2020. Houston's homicide rate rose 71% in 2021. Dallas County District Attorney John Cruozzo. Cruozzo dropped prosecutions for thefts of personal items valued at less than $750, among other radical reforms, and was reduced to reminding residents that theft was still against the law. San Antonio, Bexar County District Attorney Joe Gonzalez. Gonzalez has been described as one of Soros's favorite DAs, presiding over a stunning 52% increase in homicides in San Antonio since 2019, though violent crime was down overall. Phoenix District Attorney Paul Pinzon. Soros spent millions to defeat Joe Arpaio and support Pinzon, who gained national attention in 2020 when he resisted efforts by Republicans to audit the ballots in the controversial 2020 election. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner. Gardner has faced ethical complaints over the prosecution of former Governor Eric Greitens, as well as that of Mark and Patricia McCloskey. She was kicked off the latter prosecution after using it to fundraise. East San Francisco Bay Area, Contra Costa County District Attorney Diana Becton. Becton famously charged a couple with a hate crime for painting over a Black Lives Matter mural that was painted on a public road in Martinez, California. Supported by Soros indirectly. New York, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Bragg was elected with help from the Color of Change PAC, to which Soros donated $1 million. He has banned pretrial incarceration and prison for all but homicide in a few other cases. Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby, one of the original Black Lives Matter prosecutors, reportedly took a trip abroad sponsored by a Soros-backed group. She was recently indicted on federal charges of mortgage fraud and perjury. Orlando, 9th Judicial Circuit State Attorney Monk Worrell succeeded Soros-backed Aramis Ayala, whom Governor Ron DeSantis kicked off a murder case for declining to seek charges in a murder because she opposed the death penalty. A further list of Soros-backed prosecutors, current through 2019, is available through Influence Watch. These include prosecutors such as Loudoun County Commonwealth's attorney Buddha Bibaraj. Bibaraj came under scrutiny after a parent was arrested for speaking out at a school board meeting against district policies after his daughter was sexually assaulted. Another list is available through the Capital Research Center, including descriptions of Soros-backed prosecutors' records. Not every left-wing prosecutor is directly backed by Soros. San Francisco District Attorney Chase Abodin was not backed by Soros, but he received $100,000 from a PAC controlled by Soros-backed George Gascon to fight a recall election effort. In 2018, the Los Angeles Times reported that Soros had funded at least 21 local prosecutorial campaigns, though it noted that the full extent of his influence on such races was unknown, because some of his contributions flowed to nonprofit organizations and dark money groups rather than directly to campaigns. He has continued and expanded his role since. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter @JoelPolak. Correction, an earlier version of this article identified Paul Pinzon as DA of Maricopa County. He is DA of Phoenix.